If you happen to listen to last night's show, and if you haven't listened to last night's show, make sure you go on and do. It was a controversial one for sure, where we talked about the interview between internet radio host Steph Watts and Tim Miller from Texas Equisearch. There's no sense rehashing it all. If you've listened to the show, you'll know that there's a great deal of disappointment in Tim Miller and a great deal of disgust with Steph Watts. Again, the big picture is the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. Also the disappearance of many, many others that don't get their voices heard and don't get answers as far as the families go. We can sit and criticize and say this person shouldn't have done this and that person shouldn't have done that and that person may have obstructed the investigation and this person is only in it for the money. But again, the big picture is the system and those that are missing, finding them and bringing those accountable for taking those missing persons and bringing them accountable in a court of law. Joran van der Sloot has been able to slip through the fingers of justice. Will he be found guilty in Peru? I believe he will be. Will he ever be charged and found guilty in Aruba? I'm not sure. But like I've said many times on this program, there's more than just a court of law. There's also a court of public opinion and ultimately someone who judges from above. And I believe Joran van der Sloot will be found guilty there. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.